Listen, something huge is happening. For the very first time ever, Kenya is sending a team to the World Blind Tasting Championships in France. Think of this competition as the Wine Olympics, and to take place in France this year on October the 7th and 8th.
It's pressure! It's pressure, but it's good. Because, okay, think about it. When you think of Africa, South Africa, Kenya is there. We have to represent.
Yeah. I met up with part of the team a couple of days ago while they were in training for the upcoming competition. And I got to see what it's all about. But that's not all. Even you can be part of this momentous event too. Stay until the end to find out how. The team is made up of five incredible ladies: Joy Adero, Melissa Mwende, Soraya Ladak, Beverly Mbaika, and their coach Victoria Mulu Munyoki. Here, you get to hear Melissa and Soraya talk about what it means to be the very first Kenyan team and one of the three African countries invited into this competition.
We're going in as the underdogs, and I think therefore a little bit of the pressure is off. We don't know what we're going in, literally blind. We're going in blind to a blind tasting, and it doesn't get any more unique than that. And so we're starting from scratch. We're going to give it our all. I think sometimes, just like in the Olympics or just like in any sports, I mean, the dedication, the commitment, and the belief and the passion can carry us.
As Team Kenya, for the five girls, we're just so happy to be doing something together as women. We celebrate each other, we are supporting each other. We are even closer than we've been before, which is very good. Yeah. For the industry, of course, there's so many eyes on Kenya right now because of what we're doing. So it's helping not just us, but everyone who's a player in the industry and willing to participate and to, you know, ready to work with whatever comes as a result of this. As a country, Kenya and wine in the global space, that's just so random. Yeah. So it's good that we're doing it. People know we don't just eat nyama choma, we do more.
This competition is a contest of skill and teamwork, where the four tasters plus their coach make an educated guess about what's in the glass. And I mean the grape, the country, the region, the producer, and the vintage. And each of these answers attract a varying number of points, which all add up in the end to determine the winning team. The 30 teams from all over the world will be quizzed on 12 wines, so 6 white wines and 6 red wines. They will have a total of 10 minutes per wine to decide as a team, and of course with the help of their coach, what's in the glass. And get this, the wine could be from anywhere, literally anywhere in the world.
It's astronomical. So the amount of grapes, the regions, the countries that can come in this competition is, it's not quantifiable. I mean, Italy alone has 330 different native species to Italy. Now amplify that by Alsace, like Germany, Spain. It's a lot. So that's where the education really comes in, because you have to have that foundation of at least learning countries, regions, grape varieties, what's famous, what's not, what's popular, also what's on trend. I mean, UK is now producing sparkling wine, okay? That's trendy. Switzerland is producing certain whites, that's trendy. We came across a Riesling from Argentina, that's obscure, you know? So that's why wine is challenging. It's always evolving. There's always something to learn and to kind of push yourself.
The training for this competition, as you can expect, has been intense, and it involves tasting as many wines as they can get their hands on. And it's been beautiful to watch the support they've received from the Kenyan wine industry. While I copped up with them, they were at Nini Wines, who has a great repertoire of French wine. And you can stay updated on the team's progress on their Instagram handle, Team Wine Kenya, that I'll also include the link on the show notes. We are asking for your support. The competition, taking part in the competition, the travel, the accommodation, and all of that requires money. So you know how we Kenyans are. We always show up for each other, and this is such a time to be part of history.
We've seen people send as little as 100. We've seen people send as much as 100,000. So any small mchango, if you have 50 bob left and you don't know what to do with it, drop it in our mchanga. Best believe all those small amounts will come to something. And I know Kenyans are so generous. Kenyans love each other. Kenyans support each other. Kenyans always have each other's back. We've seen it happening. We just urge you to do it a little bit more. We are going to represent you guys very, very well.
Nothing is small here. Okay. Everything is quantifiable. And yeah. Everybody's contribution, honestly, they are walking us to France. When I say they're taking us to France, they are taking us to France.
There is an Mchanga campaign going on. I'm including the details on the show notes. And please feel free to give as much as you can. You can buy them a glass of wine at 500 shillings or a bottle of wine at 5,000 shillings. Of course, share this with all of your friends and all of your family, and let's cheer on this team.
It doesn't matter where you came from or what you did. If you have the passion and if you have the commitment, you can do good things. And I think that's really our story. Like, we're coming from somewhere, we're going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And we don't want to let, like, we're going to do it. Whatever it takes, we're going to do it. And even if we, whatever the outcome, the fact that we're even there is huge. I just want us to go there and give it our 100%. And we're Kenyans, we're unique. Someone told me that Kenyans have the magic sauce, so.
You've had it for yourself. Let's walk this incredible team to France as they fly the Kenyan flag on high, where it belongs. And of course, stay updated on the progress on their social media. And the competition will be live streamed on the internet, so you can watch out for that as well. The competition dates are October 7 and 8. And this has been an exciting special episode of Books and Wine, the podcast. See you on the next one.